In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Reverend Fathers, dear faithful, today we celebrate one of those great saints whom we all love to hear about. He was born in Hungary, actually, and there he was born to heathen parents. They weren't Christian, or nowhere near it. When he was only 10 years old, just a little boy, he would sneak off away from his parents and his home, and he would secretly go into the Christian church. And there he would assist at Mass and listen to the priest's instructions that were given. And from then on out, he decided that he would devote himself to prayer and to good works. And then when he was 15 years old, though, he decided to enter the Roman army, but unlike the other soldiers, he didn't indulge in vice, the vices that took place in militaries. The others played, and they drank, and all of the rest, and while they were doing their thing, he would go somewhere quiet to read and to pray, and that's really how we avoid those occasions of sin. You've got to run away from them. You've got to read and pray. But there's two stories that depict the charity of our saint today, and that's really what I want to speak to about. The first one is the most popular story that you've heard about him. Even the children should know this one. You can picture the scene. It was the depth of winter, just cold, bitterly cold, and the Roman army is riding through on their horseback. And along the way, St. Martin sees a half-clothed beggar. And there he was asking for alms, but he was asking for the alms in the name of Christ. And so Martin, being a lover of Christ, he had no money, but he would give him what he could spare. So he took his cloak, and imagine it is bitterly cold, bitterly cold. He took his cloak and cut it into two pieces, and kept one for himself and gave the other half to the poor beggar. Well, he thought no more of it. That night he went to bed and had a vision. God had spoken to him. Christ had appeared with angels surrounding him and said, and began praising Saint Martin, "Martin, who is not yet even baptized, has covered me in this." What a shame that is to us sometimes. Here he is, a catechumen, doing great acts of charity and great virtuous actions, and here we are, baptized. We are the heirs to a kingdom in heaven, and what little work towards virtue that we do. But in any case, that was the occasion of his conversion. He then received baptism, and later on, after his conversion, he was made a bishop. And it says that he never wanted this dignity, but still it was given to him, and he fulfilled it with a very great zeal. But he had this one particular priest who at one time was very virtuous. The priest's name, it'll come to me, it's something like Britsius. That was the priest's name, Britsius. And this priest was at one time very holy and devout, but little by little lost his fervor. And then when St. Martin had to rebuke him and tell him to get back on the straight and narrow path, the priest was offended. Pride will often do that. He couldn't accept the advice that was proffered. And so he then began to cause others to have ill will towards St. Martin. And he would speak about him and say all sorts of things. But the saint, he bore it all patiently and sweetly, never saying a word except in prayer to God, prayer for his enemies. And all the other people who noticed this, they were all shocked, surprised that he didn't do something. After all, he's the bishop of the diocese, and this man is publicly attacking him. Shouldn't you remove him from the church? Or not from the church, but from the monastery in which he is. And his only response to those who are surprised. He said, if Christ could bear with Judas, then why should I not bear with Britsius? A beautiful response that only a saint would think of. And then he prophesied, this priest will be my successor in the bishopric. And the people laughed and everything, but sure enough, the priest had his conversion and was consecrated. But what was it that motivated such charity in this particular saint, Saint Martin? We'll make a full circle almost. It was his devotion to the Holy Eucharist. They say that whenever he entered, or most often when he entered the church, he would stand at the door and the people would notice him trembling, seemingly scared to death. And they asked him what the cause was, and he says, shall I not tremble when appearing before the High Majesty, my God, my Judge? The judgment was what converted Saint Martin. But for us, I think we look also to the charity and the sweetness of our Savior in the Holy Eucharist. Our word, our prayer before the tabernacle should be not so much one of fear and trembling, though sometimes that goes a long way. It should be, my sweetest Jesus, be not my judge, but my Savior. And there is an indulgence attached to that as well. And so as we stand before the entrance to church, we should see the Eucharistic Christ as the God who is here not to condemn, but to save, to draw us all to himself, to mete out mercy rather than judgment. Because Christ had his Judas, he had his Magdalene, he had his penitent thief, and he had his Camilluses and the Britsius priest and the St. Margaret's of Cortona, all of them penitent. And they offended our Lord greatly, but he called them sweetly into his presence and let his grace do the rest of the work. And so he might see, with all of you kneeling before him today, and he does see you from the tabernacle. He's not just merely an inanimate object, a symbol. This is God living on our altar. God forbid that any of us should be a Judas, but don't let it discourage you. You're here before the one who offered great graces to Judas to get him to convert. And you are here before the one that offered graces to Magdalene and won her sanctity. Think of the charity, a final thought, the charity of Christ toward you. We've seen it exercised toward the saints. What about you? All that he has given you in the way of the true church and the true sacraments, in the way of your own family and loved ones and everything else. Well, then he adds something more. Out of his great love. As Bishop Sheen, he once said, the greatest love story is contained in a tiny white host. And it is very true. It is all charity, the Sacred Heart of Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament. He has left himself here, made himself accessible to us, and become our food and drink for our spiritual nourishment. And he became a companion in our exile. When he ascended into heaven, he couldn't leave us orphans. He wanted to be here for us. So doesn't this, all this charity of our Lord require that we love in return? It sure does. So in your visits with him, meditate on all the charity that he has given to you, all the wonderful things he has done for you. Think of the charity towards Judas, and learn like Saint Martin and our Lord to forgive your enemies, to love your God above all things, and to love your enemy, to pray for him each and every day. This is how we imitate the charity of the Sacred Heart and the charity of Saint Martin. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.